Hello, and welcome to the Weikert Relocation Resources Podcast, where we examine and discuss topics of current interest to workforce mobility professionals. My name is Tim McCarney. I'm the Manager of Marketing Communications with Weikert Relocation Resources, and the topic of this episode is domestic short-term assignments. Specifically, we're going to take a look at the results of a recent short-term assignment survey we conducted to gain insight into how companies are using them and enable a richer understanding of short-term assignment trends and best practices. We are joined today by Jennifer Canal. Jennifer is the Manager of Consulting Services here at Weikert. Jennifer, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Tim.
Jen, based on the survey results, what is the reason that you see for the rise in interest in short-term assignments? Is it a product mainly of cost containment? Because we hear a lot about companies trying to shave costs, particularly where real estate is concerned, employee real estate.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And while cost has played a major role in relocation programs today, or at least in the last few years, cost wasn't necessarily the primary driver behind short-term assignments based on our survey. Looks like 93%, which is an overwhelming majority, actually indicated that the main reason for a formal short-term assignment policy was to be used for projects and project-based assignments. And this was followed by 45%, which cited using them for career development, and another 33% that used them for training purposes. And we only found that 13% of respondents actually cited using short-term assignments primarily as an alternative to control costs.
Now, is the length of a short-term assignment, is it pretty much standardized across most companies in your experience?
Our survey confirms what I've been seeing in practice in the past year or so since short-term assignments have really taken off. And the vast majority of companies today consider a short-term assignment for domestic moves as under 1 year. And if at any point during the assignment the intent changes to 1 year or more, the assignment typically turns into a move from that point forward. Based on our survey, 38% of companies define a short-term assignment as being under 3 months. And to be honest, I found that most companies that consider assignments under 3 months to fall under their business travel policy.
Okay, so we see more companies using them. What are some of the advantages of using a short-term assignment?
Okay, well, to start with, based on our survey, we found that there are fewer costs associated with a short-term assignment. The company can quickly deploy employees that need to be on projects. Short-term assignments domestically provide flexibility to employees who may need it. In those cases where real estate conditions prevent them from being able to sell their home quickly, employees that need to be in the assignment location, at least for a temporary period of time, can do so quickly without having to sell their home. And then temporary nature of the assignment really lends to this advantage. Short-term assignments provide a foundation for career growth, which has become vital to companies that rely on experience in different locations or even functions within the organization. Studies from the newest generation of workforce today indicates that students leaving college are not only more mobile than in previous generations, but many are really looking for assignments that will provide opportunities to learn. And finally, leadership development within an organization. And this has taken on more significance in recent years as companies face talent shortages and as leadership begins to retire within companies.
Okay, now on the first point you mentioned there was fewer costs. Now, this can easily be confused with the idea of lower cost, but it's not really the same thing.
Right. Yeah, and unfortunately, this can lead HR managers into thinking that this type of assignment is more cost-containing than a traditional relocation program. I mean, sure, there are typically fewer provisions overall in a short-term assignment, and which is what I was referencing in fewer costs, because there is no home sale, there is typically no spouse or partner support or career assistance. However, do keep in mind that departure and destination locations play a significant role in the assignment, as well as tax policies and possible extensions of benefits if the assignment is extended. Family concerns may also result in additional costs for higher-level employees where their family is staying in the home location. A company may feel it's necessary to approve additional costs to help them out, either with child care or lawn maintenance, things like that.
Okay, so based on the survey results, what are the types of benefits that you're seeing companies offering to employees who are on a short-term domestic assignment?
Sure. Well, the most common types of assistance that were cited in our survey were things like temp living, return trips, which certainly makes sense because most assignments are unaccompanied, travel to and from the two locations, tax gross up, and miscellaneous allowance. We did find that fewer companies provide things like lease termination, shipment of automobiles, rental finding trips, and help with maintaining the home in the original location. And we also asked participants in our survey which benefits are offered depending on the length of the assignment. We asked which benefits they were going would provide for assignments less than 6 months, as well as those that were greater than 6 months. We found that employees on assignments of up to 1 year are more likely to receive all of the benefits that I just mentioned earlier, like temp living, return trips, travel, tax gross up in a miscellaneous allowance. The one that was not cited as often was the extra baggage on the trip over. And this makes sense since the longer time spent on the assignment allows them to receive a shipment of household goods rather than extra baggage on the airplane.
Okay, and when it comes to living expenses for an employee on a short-term domestic assignment, how do companies typically cover those?
Well, we found that per diems are most commonly used to cover costs while on assignment, and they're primarily used to cover the meals. We found that only 36% of companies indicate that the per diem is intended to cover lodging. With the majority of companies providing housing for the employee, the company has the ability to contain costs and allow the employee to settle in quickly. And there were advantages and disadvantages of each reimbursement method. For instance, naturally, direct reimbursement is the most accurate. However, it can be perceived to be the most costly. Because the employee isn't shopping around or they're strictly bound to a budget, they tend to spend more than they should or what's what the company expects of them. And, of course, a lump sum is the easiest to administer. However, it can be cited to be the least accurate. When you employ a lump sum in any kind of a policy, there's always the inherent risk that you're maybe overpaying some and underpaying others, which is why it goes back to the per diem that I mentioned earlier, which is often seen as a middle ground. It's somewhat predictable, it's easy to calculate and administer, and even can be customized based on the location or the family size. The other thing that's an advantage is that the per diem doesn't necessarily have to be provided all at once. It can provide it in one-month increments to make sure that the employee is staying within their budget and to assess whether they need ongoing adjustments or assistance with how they spend their per diem. But any time a per diem or lump sum is used, they should be regularly monitored to make sure that the amounts are in line with the current costs for that area.
All right, that certainly makes sense. We talked a little bit about some of the benefits of a domestic short-term assignment. What are some of the challenges that the companies responding to the survey cited?
Well, in order of the most to least challenging, there were a number of challenges that our survey respondents noticed, with complying with the tax rules topping the list of challenges. This was reported by 51% of companies. Tax rules, they can be particularly challenging and affected by the length of the assignment, particularly if it's turned into a permanent move or if there's any break in residency. It's worth noting that there may be situations where an employee may be responsible for taxes in two states, in both states, their home location as well as the assignment location. For example, if an employee is going to work more than 30 days in another state that's not their primary residence, and that new work state has an income tax and the states don't have a reciprocal agreement in place, the employee may need to file a tax return in both states.
Okay. Obviously, with all of the various complexities attached, the tax complexities attached to short-term assignments and sending employees on short-term assignments, this is something best left to your tax advisor or a tax specialist, what have you, obviously, to help companies, guide companies through this, correct?
Absolutely. And while our survey really only touches on some of the tax, one tax aspect of the assignments, it's really best to rely on your tax provider or somebody that is very familiar with the changes in the tax laws that could be taking place. The second challenge that was most cited as being an obstacle within short-term assignments involves stealth assignments, which was cited by 48%. And this is where an assignment is authorized without going through the proper channels or properly authorized by the HR department. And this goes hand in hand with another challenge that was cited as being able to track the employee while they're on the assignment. 41% of companies did cite subsequent requests for exceptions as a challenge as well. And this may be a sign that companies are still facing obstacles with educating employees about the assignments, the anticipated costs that they're responsible for, or even providing the sufficient benefits to the employee in the first place. Nearly a third of companies cited separation from family as an obstacle as well. And this is not surprising since many companies stipulate that assignments are intended to be unaccompanied. Job placement after the assignment, the employee's ability to settle into the assignment location, and employees leaving the company before completing the assignment are all still very real issues and that the companies need to address and were also cited as obstacles?
Well, looking at the results as a whole and based on your day-to-day interactions with companies and helping them refine policy, was there anything about the survey results that surprised you?
Yeah, in fact, I was surprised to find that more than half the companies have already developed a formal policy for short-term assignments. Based on the number of requests that I get from companies to formalize these programs, it'll be interesting to see how this rate changes over the next year. Our last survey, actually, that took place in the spring on mobility in the real estate market, really measured how companies have made changes to their formal policies. And we found that companies have made fewer changes to their formal home sale policies in the past year, which may provide an opportunity for those companies to formalize their other mobility programs, including short-term assignments. To date, I've seen very few formal policies for assignments over 1 year and or possibly even domestic long-term assignments. However, 47% of companies indicated that short-term assignments sometimes do transition into permanent moves or exceed the one-year tax limit. This could actually make it more important for companies to consider a process or at the very least a position if this should happen in the future.
We hear a lot these days about repayment agreements. Everyone's talking about the cost, the investment that a company has to make to relocate an employee, and how companies are attempting to capture a better return on their investment by implementing repayment agreements. So essentially, you're kind of safeguarding against an employee walking out after you've paid to relocate them. Do you see companies using repayment agreements for short-term assignments as well? And I don't mean short-term assignments. pardon that mispronunciation. Short-term assignments is something else we'll be addressing later on. But for now, just as far as this, are you seeing repayment agreements used for short-term assignments?
Well, our survey actually shows that only 31% of companies require employees to sign a repayment agreement when taking on a temporary domestic assignment. And this is not having one can really leave the company vulnerable if the employee has any difficulty settling into the assignment. Including a payback agreement for short-term assignments promotes consistency among the companies. All of their various mobility programs, and it's an effective communication tool which really encourages the employee to be engaged in the counseling process and understand the costs up front.
Okay, when you were talking about the challenges that companies are facing in implementing short-term assignments, you had mentioned family separation as an issue. Let's say an employee wants to bring the family. No, let's say an employee insists that he or she is going to bring the family along on the short-term assignment. What do you typically see companies doing in those situations?
Well, what we're seeing is it's something that's being handled outside the policy. It's really something that at this point in time is primarily is approved on a case-by-case assessment, and it's something that the company should really consider as something, a precedence that they want to set with other employees. However, you know, it's certainly understandable that there will be cases where it may be a very high-level, senior-level employee that they have to move and or allow them to go on a short-term assignment, and it's going to be negotiated that they will be approved to have their family accompany them. Typically, if this does happen, again, it's on an exception basis. The first thing that they look at is the living situation.
Okay.
Will the person receive a larger accommodations? Will they receive formalized corporate housing, more bedrooms? Will they receive a larger per diem? And you really have to think of all the associated costs that go along with that. Does that automatically mean that you're going to cover the meals for the entire family? Is there going to be any child care costs that they're going to have to take care of, you know, while they're in temporary living, additional automobile rental? And are you going to help them pay for any costs in their home location now that it's empty, perhaps? Will you help take care of their lawn, snow removal, any property management, things like that? But please do keep in mind that at that point, if their house is going to be empty in the old location, that it's going to may be perceived as a break in residency.
On the subject of family, last question, but on the subject of families moving along with the employee, do you see that there is a particular time frame that determines whether or not a company would be willing to let the family go along on the move with the employee? In other words, you know, 6 months versus 12 months, or do you find that the majority are unaccompanied even up to a year?
I find that the majority are unaccompanied for up to a year. You know, of course, it certainly stands to reason that the closer to the 1 year time frame they are, the more likely that the family would be approved. But again, we're finding that this is happening on an exception basis. And I can certainly see in cases where the company sees that it's very likely that the assignment may extend beyond 1 year. At that point, the tax impact is going to change significantly anyways. So they may take other things into consideration, like, you know, if they should allow the employee to let their family go with them on the assignment.
Okay. Jen, thank you very much for your time. Jen, anything you need to plug, any your upcoming album, any Broadway appearances you want to?
No, it's slow time of the year, not yet.
Okay, too much policy work. It's keeping you chained to the desk. Well, once again, Jen, as always, thank you very much for your time. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.